Item number 1347. Commissioner Fishes, if you could read it first. Carla, please.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Montevilla North Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E10385 for an estimated cost of $6,225,000.
Carla, could we read that in tandem with 1348.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Montevilla South Sewer Rehabilitation Project, number E10386, for an estimated cost of $4 million.
Mayor and colleagues, we're joined today by Scott Gibson, BES Manager for Design Services, and David Hammond, BES Civil Engineer. These ordinances will authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to move forward on the Montevilla Sewer Rehabilitation Program for both the north and the south parts of the Montevilla neighborhood. BES needs to rehabilitate, replace, and construct about 4 miles of sewer pipes in the Montevilla neighborhood. The existing pipes are about 80 years old and at risk of failure. The project is necessary to protect water quality, public health, private property, and our environment. Scott and David, please take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. For the record, my name is Scott Gibson, and as Commissioner mentioned, these projects are going to rehabilitate a portion of failing sewers. They're both a part of a phase two pipe rehabilitation line item in the budget. To date, we spent $104 million on that program to rehabilitate about 37 miles of sewer. That's roughly 1.5% of the sewer assets that we have. David here will give you an overview of the two projects that we're requesting approval on today.
Hi, my name is David Hammond. I'm the project manager for these two Montevilla North and Montevilla South items. As you can see on the slide in front of you, that these are some photographic images from the pipes in these neighborhoods and a good indication of the types of defects and need for rehabilitation that we've come across in examining the sewer. As stated by Commissioner Fish, the projects were installed between 1910 and 1960. There's a wide variety of materials out there. And we also have homes in the service areas that are not properly connected to the sewer system. And the improper connections includes items such as shared laterals or unclear ownership of laterals, which we are trying to resolve and clean up with these projects. By replacing or rehabilitating these types of sanitary sewer mains, sewer laterals, and manholes, these projects will increase the system capacity and reliability, as well as protect public health, property, and the environment by reducing the risk of sewage releases to homes, businesses, and streets. On Montevilla North, this project will replace or rehabilitate highly deteriorated sewer pipes and includes resolving 32 non-conforming sewer connections. We have a variety of proposed construction methods in this, which includes open-cut trenching, cured-in-place pipe, and horizontal directional drilling. There's about 6,100 lineal feet of open-cut pipe, 7,500 feet of CIPP, and 2,000 lineal feet of pipe bursting, as well as 200 lineal feet of spot repairs. This map shows the project boundaries for the Montevilla North and the Montevilla South projects. As you can see, north was defined to be bounded by Northeast Wisteria Drive on the north, Southeast 88th to the east, Southeast Stark to the south, and 35th to the west. There's 42 project site locations in Montevilla North project. And as you can see, the south will be picking up and taking on more parts of the community. The Montevilla South will rehab or replace sewers and six sewer extensions to resolve non-conforming sewer connections currently. Again, the proposed construction methods on the south project includes open-cut trenching, cured-in-place pipe, and horizontal directional drilling. In this project, there's about 3,800 lineal feet of open-cut, 2,600 feet of CIPP, and 85 lineal feet of horizontal directional drilling. The boundary for the Montevilla South project is Stark to the north, Southeast 82nd to the east, Southeast Taggart to the south, and Southeast 71st to the west. There are 25 work sites in the South project. Because of these projects being geographically next to each other, the outreach for these have always been combined throughout the life of the two projects. BES public involvement staff has done extensive outreach to homeowners, schools, business, and neighborhood associations through personal contact, flyers, a website, newsletters, and presentations at neighborhood association meetings. The outreach efforts over the past few years has been directed to more than 8,600 property owners, occupants, residents, and businesses in the combined project areas. They've also attended meetings and talked with neighborhood business associations, schools, churches, parks, theaters, restaurants, and small businesses in the areas. A website was created and is still being kept up to date. It'll be kept up to date through the life of the projects to continue to disseminate information. The outreach is trying to explain the impacts that may be encountered when a project like this takes place in their neighborhoods. Some of those impacts would be noise, dust, vibration, staging of pipe or other materials on streets, some parking removal, traffic controls, and that there could also be delays because of the traffic controls or the construction that's happening. There are also three locations that have been identified and received permits for night work and noise variances. Montevilla North will be having night work on Halsey and 71st on East Burnside between Northeast Gillum and 69th Avenue and Broadway Schuler Streets between Northeast 35th and 36th Avenue. On Montevilla South, there is one location requiring night work at Southeast 82nd and Mill Street and continues 234 feet west along Mill Street. The engineer's estimate, as shown for North, is $6.225 million and $4 million for Montevilla South. The project level of confidence is high on both projects. Both projects are residential rehab projects, typical of other ones we've done in the past. We believe we've accounted for possible issues in construction and expect to receive reliable unit prices as far as the cost estimating of the projects goes. We were hoping to advertise in December, but obviously it's probably going to end up being in January with the holidays coming upon us. Construction is expected to last about 12 months on Montevilla North, as it's a larger project, and then 8 months for the South. That's all.
Scott, are we assuming we can stay close to these timelines? Are we still planning to do some event in or around March, like a coffee or something at the bipartisan or someplace in the community like we did in Hawthorne?
That's a good suggestion. David, do you know that? I don't think that was planned for these, but...
No, I've heard it mentioned, but I haven't heard seen anything scheduled.
Let's talk about it in our
weekly check-up. We'll follow up on that. Thank you.
The last time we did it in Hawthorne, we caught some people that sort of roughly knew about it, but were then surprised to hear in front of their business where people were like in pods that were supposed to be quiet, they were doing all the drilling. So we were able to make a few tweaks. So let's plan on doing this. Is a very disruptive project, as my colleagues can see from the map. We've had the A team of people doing outreach, but there's still going to be people that are going to be surprised to find out that we're doing it. They'll be delighted we're spending $10 million. But I think if we could do at least one more coffee outreach sometime around March, it would behoove us.
Thank you. We're happy to do that.
Commissioner Fritz.
Does this project or one of these projects include the area that we talked about this morning with the local improvement district?
Yes, it does, the Montevilla South project. Right now, the work on those streets is in these project documents and in that cost estimate, not knowing if it was going to be approved or not. So we're proceeding with planning on doing the work, and now there looks like it's going, once we know for sure it's going to happen, which sounds like it will, then we'll remove that from the scope of work on South.
And would you be able to do the construction? I don't know how long each individual section takes, but would it be possible to do the section near Bridger Elementary in the summertime so that it doesn't disrupt kids walking?
Yeah, that'll be a requirement of the project documents that anything in the vicinity of the school has to take place when school's not in session.
Yeah. You might also consider using the PTA as a forum where people might be willing to come in.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Is there any public testimony on 1347 or 1348?
No one signed up.
Any further questions? Well done, you guys. 1347 is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. 1348 is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It also moves to second reading.